BBC News with Jim Lee. The governor of Afghanistan's central bank, Abdul Qadir Fitrat, says he's resigned. Speaking from the United States, Mr. Fitrat told the BBC he thinks his life is in danger as he tries to investigate a massive corruption scandal at the privately owned Kabul bank. Here's Jill McGivering.
Mr. Fitrat accuses the Afghan government of interfering in his investigation into the massive corruption scandal at privately owned Kabul bank. It involved the embezzlement of almost $500 million and almost brought the bank's collapse. 2 months ago, he publicly named in Parliament high-profile figures who were allegedly involved. Since then, he's felt his life is in danger. Some of President Karzai's relatives, including a brother, are among those named in connection with the scandal.
The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for the Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. A spokesman for the Libyan Rebel Council welcomed the move. Peter Barnes reports.
Colonel Gaddafi is now officially a wanted man. So too is his son, Saif al-Islam, and the Libyan intelligence chief, Abdullah al-Sanusi. The presiding judge in The Hague said she was satisfied that arrest warrants were necessary. Colonel Gaddafi and the other two men are alleged to have been responsible for crimes against humanity committed by the Libyan security forces, including murder and persecution. The Libyan government says the International Criminal Court has no legitimacy. The arrest warrants won't trouble Colonel Gaddafi as long as he remains in power in Tripoli.
A jury in America has found the former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, guilty in his second corruption trial. He was accused of trying to sell President Obama's old Senate seat and other corruption charges. Mr. Blagojevich denies any wrongdoing. Aid workers in Sudan say the government has carried out more air attacks in South Kordofan state. Reports say 16 people were killed. South Kordofan is in North Sudan, but is close to the border with the South, which becomes independent in 2 weeks' time. Our East Africa correspondent Will Ross reports.
Humanitarian sources told the BBC that 5 bombs were dropped from an Antonov aircraft on the village of Kerchi in South Kordofan. The BBC has seen disturbing photos of the dead, in some cases their bodies torn apart by the bombs. The Sudanese government recently said it was disarming rebels there, people who once fought with southern soldiers but now live north of the border. 3 weeks of aerial and ground attacks by the government forces have displaced more than 70,000 people.
State television in Iran has for the first time shown pictures of one of its underground missile launch silos. An Iranian TV reporter was taken on a guided tour of a vault which contained a Shahab 3 missile, and an unidentified Revolutionary Guard officer told him similar silos could be found across the country. The Iranian Shahab 3 is thought to have a range of up to 2,000 kilometres. World News from the BBC. The Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, has exhorted political parties to back his government's 5-year austerity plan. Mr. Papandreou told Parliament at the start of a 3-day debate on the measure that it was the only chance for Greece to get back on its feet. International lenders have made the plan a condition of their support for Greece's heavily indebted economy. The chairman of the internet giant Google, Eric Schmidt, has warned that popular uprisings, which used the internet against dictatorial governments in the Arab world, may lead to greater restrictions on it in the future. Mr. Schmidt was speaking in Ireland at a conference against extremism. Mark Lobel reports.
Mr. Schmidt warned semi-autocratic governments would soon regulate the internet as much as television as its popularity grows. Google has already had issues with the Chinese government, who blocked its YouTube site and censored some searches in 2009. Mr. Schmidt also said Google employees risk torture in countries where some search material is considered illegal. Recently, the Egyptian authorities detained a Google staff member for 2 weeks during the internet-organized protests that toppled Hosni Mubarak.
The Williams sisters, who dominated the tennis finals at Wimbledon for more than a decade, have both been knocked out in the fourth round. Serena, the defending women's champion who has suffered health problems, lost to 9-seed Marion Bartoli of France. After her match, Serena said she was happy to have got as far as she did in the tournament.
I think I did really well, you know, just being able to come back and play and win some matches and just really play tough. Even today I lost, but I was able to kind of hang in there and play tough, and I can only get better.
5-times Wimbledon champion Venus was defeated by Svetlana Pironkova of Bulgaria. The women's world number one, Caroline Wozniacki, is also out. She lost in 3 sets to Dominika Cibulkova of Slovakia. BBC News.